The North Fork of the Gunnison River flows through southwestern Colorado. It's a waterway that feeds into the Gunnison River, a tributary for the Colorado River, which supplies drinking water to millions of people in the West. The North Fork is protected by the Clean Water Act under the definition of waters of the U.S. The EPA and Army Corps plan to change this definition. Under the current language, navigable waters like the Gunnison River, territorial seas, interstate waters, impoundments of water like reservoirs, tributaries, and wetlands adjacent to waters of the U.S. are protected under the Clean Water Act. More than 100 organizations and the Supreme Court have asked the EPA and Army Corps to revise the definition because it's confusing. Two EPA officials from Denver recently visited the western slope of Colorado to talk about the proposed changes. Nearly 30 people attended the meeting hosted by the Western Slope Conservation Center, a water advocacy group. EPA stream biologist Julia McCarthy gave a presentation on the revisions.
So I wanted to start really broadly because I recognize that there's varying levels of understanding about what the Clean Water Act is, what's exempt from the Clean Water Act, and how the Clean Water Act is currently implemented.
McCarthy says the changes will modify three parts of the Waters of the U.S. section of the Act.
Right now, there is no definition of tributary in the existing regulation, and so the proposed rule adds a definition of tributary, which defines a tributary as a water that has a bed and bank and ordinary high water mark that contributes flow to downstream traditionally navigable waters, interstate waters, or territorial seas. But it's the first time that that will be defined explicitly in the regulations.
The revisions also say adjacent or neighboring waters would be subject to regulation, and adjacent waters would include all waters, not just wetlands. Wording about interstate waters that affect commerce will also be removed, and a new term will be added, other waters, defined as waters that are isolated from other bodies of water, like prairie potholes that occur on the Great Plains. These other waters would be regulated if they affect another protected water source.
And then also what's changing is this piece where we've added certain water features and these two types of ditches as explicitly exempt from the definition of waters of the U.S.
McCarthy says under the revisions, it's also made clear that groundwater, gullies, and artificial ponds created on dry land are not regulated by the Clean Water Act.
You mentioned an exemption is return flows from irrigated agriculture.
Mm-hmm. Paul Kaymeyer farms alfalfa in the area and says he attended the meeting to learn how the changes could affect his livelihood.
I think that it was good to hear clarifications, and my impression is that the EPA is trying to help define things more clearly so that both the farmers and the Army Corps can function more efficiently in the permitting process in our various farming activities.
Ranchers, conservationists, water managers, and property owners were also at the presentation. Carrie Dennison, who works for Trout Unlimited, a conservation group, says he's for the changes.
I hope and I think that it's going to provide guidance for the regulatory bodies, including the Army Corps of Engineers, on how they handle case-by-case situations and how they designate waters of the United States so that it removes some confusion between the Army Corps and water users.
At the session, EPA officials stressed that the Clean Water Act is about quality and not quantity. They say the act and the proposed changes don't affect how states allocate water. McCarthy says the agency wants to hear what people think about the proposal, and that's why they are putting on informational meetings.
A riparian area or a floodplain out here in the Grand Mesa area is going to be very different than a floodplain on the lower Mississippi River. So, you know, we want to make sure that the definitions that are being provided in this rule are applicable and make sense for the types of resources that we have here in the West.
People have until October 20th to comment on the proposal. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.